Welcome back to Holly's Follow-Up Training, Audio 2.
And that's a whole nother piece. That has the what we call the WIFM radio station. Anybody here know what that one stands for? What's in it for me? And that's not me, that's them me. So when you tune into their what's in it for me, you got a relationship and you got it going on. And my personal orientation is where can they take the next step? What is it that they need to do next? And how I'm going to know about that is I'm going to find out something about them. One of the quickest, easiest ways to find out about where a person is, they'll tell you. You simply go to how to build a solid product business on my toolbar, and under there is a handout that's by Stephen Covey, who wrote the book 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And he has these 12 mega traits. Can you look at this and make sure this is working? He has these 12 mega traits, and they are the most powerful characteristics that if you have them all, which nobody does when they first get started, I want to make that really clear, that they are the characteristics that will most lend your capabilities for doing this business. So I'm just going to read them because they're so cool. And they're right on my website, as I said, under how to build a solid product-based business. So what you can do is you can go to the website and have your person, if they're not in your close proximity where you can both look at the same computer, you can both look at the computer at the same time, and what you're going to ask them is not which ones are their strengths, but which ones are their challenges. Which ones do they realize are things that they're going to have to work on? Because that's where you're going to spend the time with them. To the degree that they are not able to follow up or organize or have the skill set is the degree that you know that they're going to have to learn that, and where is it that they are going to go to learn those characteristics. So they are. These are the mega traits of successful people the mega traits of successful people that can be learned. They love and are passionate about their work. They have a high self-esteem and a positive attitude. They use negative experiences to discover their strengths. And as a matter of fact, while we're going through these, why don't you all on the call and you all here write down what your weak, challenging characteristics are? Because that will give you such an insight, not only for you, but for you to tell your upline so that they know how to work with you. And you know how you can start to learn how to overcome them. I'll start again. They love and are passionate about their work. They have a high self-esteem and a positive attitude. They use negative experiences to discover their strengths. They are decisive, disciplined goal setters. They have integrity. They are persistent. They are willing to take calculated risks. They have developed good communication and problem-solving skills. They surround themselves with competent, responsible, supportive people. They are healthy, have a high self-esteem, have high energy, and schedule time to renew. They believe in God, a higher power, or a greater purpose for life. They have a strong desire to contribute to others. So, what I want to do now is, if you're with a partner or somebody in your location right now, then pair up with that person. And if you're not, then sit and contemplate what it is that you would do and who it is that you need to tell about the areas that you need to shore up and improve and get to where they're actually become a strength rather than a challenge that is something that you typically avoid. We know that people typically do what they excel at, and they avoid what they're not comfortable with. That's pretty obvious. And so if you have some of these things, your business will be compromised to the degree that you don't have all of those things in place, one way or another. The things that I typically recommend, of course, there are a lot of books that are out there that have network marketing concepts, and we've just got the greatest book of all, in my opinion, that Darren guy had just about everything you could ever want to know about this industry. And there, on my website as well, I have an amazing collection, and it's under Imagine That, Books, Info, and Tips. And then at the very top it says Recommended Books and Other Materials. And there are just some, they're just the age-old, fabulous, never going to go out of popularity. I mean, and they're just, they're incredible. And everything from Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, you know, just, oh my gosh, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire, Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. And you all know a ton of other ones. The Greatest Salesman in the World, Og Mandino, they're just, and John Milton Fogg also wrote one. They're principles. They're just laid in the greatest personal growth principles that everybody needs to know. And that's why we always say, this is the greatest personal growth workshop on the planet. And if you really want to develop yourself, there isn't any other business I know that is going to pull it all out and let you see who you are and where you need to go. So let's take 10 minutes now and pair up. And I really want you to, I want you to drop in. This is what I want. I want you to drop in and talk about the suffering that characteristic has caused you by not having it developed in your life. And I can tell you it's caused marriages, it's caused upsets in raising children, it's caused lost jobs, it's caused just undue amount of upset in not being able to have good communication, bridge and rebuild and negotiate and get through problems. It wasn't that long ago that I thought if I ever had an argument with somebody, it was over. The relationship was over. I just didn't know how to come back from an argument and realize that there's healthy ways to argue, where you can both be, you can agree to disagree. I mean, there's all kinds of things. And when you step into this whole business of being a life coach, I mean, that's a whole nother arena of not only knowing some of these basic skills, but also how to be a leader on top of all of that. So this So 5 minutes on each person, I'll tell you. And so share what your challenges are and share how they have limited your life experience. And also what you want. There's four parts of this. What you want to do about it, where you're going to go to get the help with it, what course you're going to take with it, what book you're going to read about it, or all of the above, and who needs to know this about you. So I'm trying to think if it's such a deep thing. I'm really thinking that we should have a little more time to do that. Let me think here. I'm going to add a little more. We're going to take a 15 minute here. So 7 minutes, you know, seven or so. And you want to be able to get through that in that. But I want you, you know, sit with each other, sit next to each other, and maybe for the first 30 seconds, collect yourself, or first minute, collect yourself and go in and maybe even take notes about it yourself before you share it with the other person. Because when you get this piece down, this is the beginning of a whole new world and a whole new attitude about how you're going to proceed in this business. Because this business is, it's no small thing. We're talking about people's lives. The stakes are heavy, deep, profound, all the way to exhilarating, celebratory, and magnificent. And until you can get yours handled, you can't follow up in the way that you possibly could and be a real true friend and a true devotee and a true passionate person to literally invite somebody to take a totally different course in their life. You're talking about handling people's future and helping them walk in and invite them into something that is completely different from where they were going. In the spirit of human growth, and I think it's just brilliant that our company's motto is empowering human potential. I just think it's just outrageous. We have these amazing words, body balance, life force, empowering human potential, making a difference. Mine is, if time and money and health were not an issue, what would you do? I think that, you know, I want to have an attitude of absolute magic that we live from. I'm reading an incredible book now called Radiant Mind by Peter Fenner. And he really speaks of going through the levels to where you become unvelcroed from the concerns that most people have to be dealing with and are challenged by in this life. It's not easy. You know, it's not easy. I'm here in Boulder with, you know, one friend who's passing and another one who just passed and supporting the family. And we're only going to be seeing more of that. And there isn't anybody in this room who doesn't know somebody or hasn't been close in with people who are in transition or have died. And I should have died. I don't know how many of you feel like life force saved your life, or you've seen somebody whose life has been so dramatically changed that they feel like they really did get their life back. And your ability to be able to, as I say, get in there with people. You know, I know that Karen and I have spent some get in there time. And it's been good. You know, it's been like, I'm not alone. There's a vehicle that is deepening and makes you relate and become closer to other human beings and people that you might never have chosen as people that you would have become fond of and fallen in love with. And that actually was a concern of mine. I thought, oh my Lord, you know, I'm going to sign on for a lot of people who are, you know, in some way challenged. And do I want a life of that? And actually, it hasn't been that. It's actually been a life of deep relationship, beautiful conversations, and supporting each other in ways that may be the first time that person ever got that level of support. You know, most people didn't have a stellar stand-up family beginning. Some people are lucky they did. But I feel like, you know, we do talk about our life force family. And I can tell you, the people who I have been with for 10 years that have started on this and that we just figured it out together, we're tight. You know, we cover each other. We step in for each other. We're there for each other. We visit each other. We live at each other's houses from time to time. I think it's kind of humorous. Today, Michael and Krista are at my house, and they've been there for 5 days. And I'm at their house. You know, we're sort of a little, well, something's wrong with this picture, but we'll get it straightened out. But it's cute that we really have the potential for developing a family that we never had or that we would like to have. And a support system that's like none other that I have ever seen. So I want you to see that, you know, we put on the good faces, but we have our moments, all of us. And that those are the moments that we want to really heal, either in ourselves or with the people that we're working with. And so what I was wanting you to get to was where this causes you suffering by not having these particular qualities in your life. Where did they get overlooked? Where did you just not learn this thing? And how has it affected your life? And how is it affecting your business, which means how is it affecting all these other lives? If you don't get this down and you don't develop in this particular way, you won't have the nerve, the courage, the guts to be who you are potentially capable of being. And I'm all about that. I am so about finding out what keeps people from having their life. So is there any brave soul that would like to share, you know, something that came up in this that maybe you didn't even speak to your partner, but that you realized that you went, oh my God, I have got to get that one. It has been the nemesis of my life, and I really want to get that one. And say your name.
This is Lori Mitchell, 18. For me, it's really realizing that the decisive, disciplined goal setter.
Wow.
I mean, I can think about setting goals, but to be decisive, to really get that finite decision, and then to be in consistent daily action. I mean, I'm the last minute person. If I've got a goal and I've got a date on a goal, I am frantically getting that done at the last minute instead of taking those little steps. That's where Darren Hardy, that book, important. But just taking the consistent daily actions. And really for me, I have found that even raising my children, that has been an issue. So it has truly been holding me back for years.
Say more. I want to hear more about the suffering. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear where it has limited you and where you may feel
paralyzed.
Yeah, I want to hear more about that.
Well, with my kids, I mean, I look at them being in school and their projects that they had to get done, and me trying to be, being a parent and setting the example and realizing I was showing them the example, oh, let's last minute get everything done. And it's just, that's awful. And I see that reflected in their lives as adults now. And so it's just been a truly painful thing. And to look at my life force business, I mean, thank God for Pilar loving me where I've been. And, you know, how I've just, that's just really held me back. Because I want to make a goal so bad, but then, you know, and then you look at the self-esteem piece that ties right into it. And I look at all these and they kind of all intermix. Tying in together and realizing it's important to get this down. So we actually talked about some ways that we can change that.
What did you come up with?
Well, for one thing, the compound effect with Darren Hardy's book, and maybe starting a book club with the team and anybody else that wants to get in on that, because though that was huge for me. I realized in hearing his example, I got it. I got how it has affected every step of my life all along my path from when I was a little girl and the things I've held myself back from.
Can you remember some of those things? Can you speak to one of them?
You know, one thing that comes up for me is when I was in junior high school and I had set a goal to really be singing. And I was supposed to really practice my lyrics and get that down. And I was so caught up in, oh my gosh, can I do this? Can I really do this? That I couldn't even think to get those lyrics down. And it just, I didn't do the consistent daily action. I almost like crawled, I felt like I just kind of crawled onto a shell so that I, because for fear that I might not be successful. And I pulled it out at the last minute. But again, if I would have just been stepping into that presence every little day, taking a little step, then it would have just made life so much easier. Mm. You know?
Yeah, I do know. I do know. Anybody recognize this?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want you to just know what happened to this room when this girl stood up. Did you feel it? You were riveted. You were so present you could have heard a pin drop.
Is there anybody on the call that would be willing to share? It would be really nice to hear from somebody out there.
Hi, Holly, it's Suzanne.
Oh, baby doll, I know you got some stuff. She's my Canadian girl. I work with her every step of the way. I'm totally in love with this girl. I want you to know. She's Ross's girl that came to convention with. Hi, Tizan, sweetheart.
Hi.
The Palapa Yalapa girl. Mm-hmm. Talk into the phone as much as you can, honey.
Okay.
Good, that's good.
Okay, you can hear me well?
I can.
Okay. Well, I'm right in the middle of my stuff right now, as you know.
Yeah.
And so it's sort of seeping out into everywhere. And just as far as everyone out there knows, when I met Holly, one thing she did say to me was that this would be the biggest spiritual growth path that I would encounter in my life. And she's been very true to her word, and it has been that for me. All the challenges that are coming through as I sort of put one foot in front of the other. My biggest stuff is I place so much meaning on everything and I take everything extremely personally. So putting myself out there in the to expose myself to rejection again and again has been an extreme challenge for me. And so, you know, with the fortune in the follow-up has been a challenge because I don't want to hear the no because I take it so personally, whatever my stuff is that I've been dragging around with me for decades. And so, you know, this is where I'm at right now where, you know, I'm paralyzed. Like, I get crippled. Like, my whole body changes. I get hot. I don't know what's going on, I contract, and all I want to do is run away. And what I'm learning is I have to stand my ground. I don't do it every time. But what I'm seeing is that each time it's coming, I'm getting through it a little bit quicker. It may only be a minute or two difference. But now I've gone from being stuck in it from days, which was, you know, a few years ago, to now, you know, sometimes it's hours. But today I was in it, and, you know, it was under an hour that I came out. But, you know, it's still there, and it's under the surface. So, no, this is the piece that I'm working with right now. And being in this business is bringing it right in my face. Like, I can't go anywhere. And if I want to change my life, and if I want to get through this, and if I want to be the person that I know I can be, but that's just really scared to come out, then this is just such a huge vehicle for me. And I am changing people's lives, and that's where I have to keep coming back to. Every time I get scared, I come back to I'm making a difference. I'm watching people get their lives back. I'm listening to their stories. I'm trying to capture it. And I screw up as well. I drop the ball. People fall off on the wayside. And I can't get stuck in there and go like, oh, I'm useless, I'm a loser, I'm this, that, and the other. it's like, get back up to Zen and just keep on moving. Mm. And Holly's told me, in this moment, I am fine. And when it's all falling apart around me, I just come back to the basics, and I breathe, and I breathe until I can really breathe, and then I go back out again.
Mm. Oh, Tizen, you know that just makes me weep inside. I'm so proud of you. Oh, I want to give you a big hug.
Thanks, Holly.
I love you so much.
I love you too. Oh. I went for a hike this morning. My new regime is to try and get my endorphins going because I've never done any real consistent physical energy. And I went to the top of this hike. It's just a quickie, but it's straight up. It's good cardio. I do a 15-minute loving-kindness meditation when I get there, and I pray, and I gave thanks for you today, Holly.
And
for Life Force and for Wayne and Jerry and everybody who's there and community, because that's what I'm looking for. That's what I asked for, and here it is. Hmm. So I need to open myself up more to it, to accept it, and to immerse myself in this community, because it's there and it's waiting for me.
Hmm.
That's what I've been wanting my whole life.
Hmm.
And here it all is.
You are not alone. Anybody in this room, give voice. Have you been waiting for this?
Yes.
Oh my God, honey, you know that makes me have chills. And it's just so beautiful. I mean, I can't even believe that I had anything to do with this. You know, it's like she did it, and she's in the process, and I go, I just love her. And I feel like there is such, you know, your examples of where lives have changed. And, you know, I know there are people that are doing this business that are just purely from get people in body balance, and you can, you know, have it make you some money, and that's another whole piece of it. But that's not how I'm doing my business. My business has much more of the nutrition and the human relationship part of it. Which is why I'm so grateful that when you see and hear people speak like that, you have all, how many people have, what you would say, gotten in there with other people and they've had challenges and you've hung in there with them and they've grown through it and you're still together and you're on a team together, and I mean, it's so rewarding. The money comes, you know. Darren said that. It's like you do what you love doing and you just keep doing more of it and make incremental, inconsequential changes one day at a time, and all of a sudden you're at a totally different place. This relationship with Tizen didn't happen overnight. I mean, she's visited me in Mexico, she's visited me in my house in Colorado, I spent 10 days a couple of months ago up in Canada. I mean, she's one of my dearest friends now. I mean, we fall in love with each other. We work in this deep level. And when you talk about follow-up, it's following up on somebody's life. You know, you're talking about where are they stuck? What is it that's keeping them from having their life? And not everybody walks in here a mega trait king or queen. Nobody does. I've never seen anybody. I had a ton of these guys. I couldn't get a letter, an envelope, the contents all together at once, including the stamp, to the mailbox. I was toast in organization. Toast. I had to overcome that. I had to learn it. I've had to go to tons of psychological workshops so I could show up and be there for you and for me. So it's so amazing when you start to see, you don't have to be a life coach. You just have to love people and just keep spending time with them and asking them. And this compensation plan so rewards you're spending time with people. You can spend five times more time with the same person in this compensation plan because you're getting paid five times as much. And if you invest five times more time with a person, don't you think they're going to be that much more trained and going to be that much more involved in what the possibilities are in their personal growth and their love of body balance and their understanding of how this thing works? My biggest concern is that people aren't getting trained in the way that really makes a difference for other people's lives. That's where we need to pause. Where are you? WIFM. What's in it for me, the person you're working with? How can you support their next step?
So there are plenty of places that you can go and ask some of these deeper questions. And when you're talking about some of those, that list that I mentioned earlier about what are those qualifying questions that help people find out where they are in their life. This is a process of literally peeling the onion away, unveiling a person about what it is that they really want to do, what it is that they have going for their life now, and what if this worked? What if I could show you how in the next 12 to 24 months that you could earn an extra $1,000 or $2,000 a month? Now, we all know that's totally doable. Diane just came up here and said she did it in 1 month, not 1 year. We have the capability in our compensation plan to make a difference that is outrageous. And we know that $500 a month would absolutely rock people's worlds. This guy was telling me, he was so excited. He said, I've been in Amway for a year. He's got three people and he's making an extra $500 a month. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God, is that all? You know, I mean, I didn't say that, but it's like, you just don't even know what's possible. You put all that time and energy and you want to get free of this job. Let me tell you, we've got a way to help you really get on with your life and get out of selling pillows. You know, you don't need to be doing this. You're too bright. So these questions under qualifying questions, which is under how to build a product, a solid product-based business, you don't have to write them down. They're right here. Do you love what you do? Are you interested in health? Do you have enough free time in your life? Does what you do give you the total time freedom that you would like? And by the way, does it pay you when you're off doing whatever it is you like? Does your life feel balanced? Wasn't that great? You know, when you start seeing some of those wellness wheels and you realize how collapsed part of people's lives are in their wheel? I mean, it's just amazing to see how people's lives are so out of balance. And who is going to help them? I mean, people are so busy that they don't have a chance. And, you know, another incredible network marketing saying is people don't care how much you know, A, until they know how much you care. Another fabulous one is people will walk through fire if they have a desire. So you need, you know, you're the picture painter. You're going to paint them into their very own picture. And you have to hold it in a way that they... Do you have goals? Have you thought about retirement? Did you know that most people in this country only have $10,000 in their total retirement? And we all know that that isn't going to last very long. What is it you're doing to in that endeavor? I mean, I feel like people are in ostrich land with trying to figure out what to do about it. They don't have an answer. You have to realize you do, and you have to let them know that you do. And if you need to make a, you know, an appointment where you can start to download some of this stuff, and you don't have to have all these questions in your head, you bring your little computer or you get them on their computer and you go over to their house or they come to your house and you say, look, let's go through some of these questions. Let's have you understand compensation comparison. Let's have you go through megatraits. Let's look at qualifying questions. Let's really look at what's going on in your life and let's paint a picture about where you'd like your life to go. And I'm going to show you how that's going to look and how we're going to get this, because truly, that's the easy part. Drink this fabulous stuff that absolutely tastes delicious and watch your health turn around, and we're going to do it together. And we're going to calibrate it and qualify it every step of the way so that you can see how your body is working for you and has been working for you since day one. And you just need to learn a new language. And that language we call body talk. I call body talk. Your body is talking to you all the time. And I want to teach you what it's saying. So that whole piece around understanding and having people fall in love with their own bodies again. Most people, how many people at some point in their life had a feeling of I don't really relate to this body. As a matter of fact, it's not serving me very well, and I really don't even like it. How many people? Raise your hand so I can tell these people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Roughly half the people in this room, so that's probably half of you out there, had some kind of not a very compatible relationship with their bodies. Is that fair?
Yes.
And how many of you have changed that? Okay, so almost all of you are on board to change that. It looks like most all of you have changed that self-view, that self-worth or self-whatever relationship that you had. That's huge, guys. That's a new world when you can start to love yourself. And one of the things that I am about is having people literally fall in love with their bodies and with themselves. Because they've started to see that they have this miracle that they're walking around in. The thing is trying so hard to compensate for everything you're doing to it. And you're growing and you're eating and you're playing and you're stretching and you're stressing and you're doing all these things. And it's going, oh my God, red alert, now we have to do this. Oh my God, red alert, now we have to do this. Oh my God, look at what she's doing now. Oh my God, look what's coming down the chute. Holy cow, how are we going to deal with that one? And you just go, you know, Allah to this vehicle that we walk around in, and we now have these amazing products that are how God planned it, and it is exactly how it was designed for our body. The nutrients are identical. When they did a mineral comparison analysis, this is a factoid, a mineral comparison analysis with body balance in human blood, it was an exact combination and almost a perfect match ratio-wise, the sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, etc. Now, if you don't think your body isn't like going whoopee every time you take body balance, and watching what it does, and these are things you have to be articulate about why does it do this? What is going on? You owe it to yourself to be able to explain and describe this to somebody else. So, here's how it looks. All right, list number 3 is... what are the systems? You have all these systems: glandular, hormonal, digestive, lymphatic, circulatory, metabolic, elimination, all of your different systems that work interdependently with each other require different nutrients. And that you're made of, you know, a trillion cells, you're sloughing off millions of cells every day, and you're making millions of cells every day. The degenerative process happens when your next generation of cells is not as good as the last generation, right? And body balance and the other line of all the incredible whole foods that we have, True Boost and the Holly Shake and everything else, they are completely designed to give your body the highest octane that nature has in the exact combination that your body was designed for to produce the next best possible cell for the next generation of cells in every one of your systems in your body. And if you don't have those cells being fed and nourished and bathed 24/7, and you're missing something when a cell is getting ready to be made. Oh, where's the boron? Oh dear, where's the calcium? Oh dear, don't get to use that in my cell making. Or you're not, you know, it's like that cell is impaired. It's not going to be the best possible cell. And how many people experience that you've, you know, I would say slow the clock down, stop the clock, reverse the clock? How many people feel they're actually even getting younger? Woohoo! Isn't it amazing to watch your body come back? I mean, I have some outrageous stories of one woman whose period had stopped for a year and it started up again. Now, all you guys and girls may not be so happy to hear that, but I'm telling you, your body loves it. That is the highest sign of regeneration is in the hormonal body. And when you get your faculties back, like hearing and your skin becomes radiant and your hair gets thicker and you're sleeping less and you're feeling better and your emotional well-being is evening out, And all of a sudden, your body is starting to work at a level that you didn't even know was possible. How great is that? Because you're bathing, your cells saturating. So I did not design this program. I want you to know that. This program came about because of 1,000 people before you who gave me input and told me what happened to them. And I kept taking notes. And I took notes. And I took more notes. And pretty soon I realized that if I had people go up 6 ounces a day, they were slammed with detox. If I had them only go up with 1 ounce a day, they didn't know enough to stay on it long enough, and they got bored and didn't think it worked. So this particular, which I'm going to get into, the cell saturation, which is part of your follow-up that I have designed, and it's where I get all the results that I get, which are immense, is designed so that the bell curve of people going through this process, that only 50%, which is the number I was looking for, will experience some kind of detox. And there's a way to completely ameliorate that and be comfortable with that if you know what you're looking for. And that it goes fast enough that people get results and slow enough that people are not too uncomfortable. So how many people in this room had some kind of detox? Raise your hands, everybody, really high this time. So everybody with any detox, if you went, well, I should say, how many people went through the cell saturation? How many people experienced cell saturation? Okay, so about the same people. So we have roughly, again, half of the people here that did experience some kind of detox. And that's really important when somebody's going through that. When they hit when they hit detox, what do you say?
Great.
You're great! You celebrate it! And so that's part of the first place of setting someone up for this whole deal, is you want them to understand that their body is about to go into doing serious, major cleanup patrol duty for you. And you're going to have this amazing body once we get the garbage out and we get the nutrients in. And part of that process, you need to explain to them so there are no surprises. None. People hate it. If you didn't set it up right, you'll get, this stuff doesn't work. I have headaches. I have skin rashes. I have, I've got diarrhea. I've got this, that, and the other. And everybody is like freaked out because they think this stuff isn't working. It's making them sick. Well, far be it. That is the furthest thing from the truth. What's really happening, as you well know, is their body finally has the full complement of nutrients available to do the thing that it's been wanting to do all of this time, which is do some house cleaning, which equates to detox. So you need to set that up with them right up front. That's one of the things you need to say. 50% of the people will go through some kind of detox. And if that happens, we're going to celebrate because that means it's working. And I can't wait if you're one of the 50% of the people who do. Now, what's really cool is that you can most of the time tell who it's going to be. If you start with them and you take them to the health evaluation questionnaire by they going to their computer and you going to yours, or sitting down and you printed it out or whatever, you will know that they've got a fair amount of stuff going on in their health history. And they've been on a lot of medications, they've been health challenged for a long time, they're older, they're on a poor diet. Somewhere along the line it's going to tip you off that they're probably likely to have some kind of cell detox that's going to go on. And so part of your follow-up is going to be getting in there with them as you call back every other day, every third day, no less than every third day, is to, as you review the same 5 questions that are on the cell saturation, the health evaluation questionnaire. And those questions are, what's the health evaluation questionnaire ask over and over?
What's the rating on a scale of 1 to 10?
Right.
In each of these areas?
What are the things on the health evaluation questionnaire that we're constantly reviewing? On a scale of 1 to 10, what are the 5 things that we ask over and over?
Sleep, eating.
Yeah, all those things. People sleep less, eat less, emotional well-being, food cravings, more energy. All of those things are the questions you will ask ad nauseum until they get all those numbers pretty well up to a 10. So who in here, and I know you did, Diana, but wait for a little bit. Who in here started with something of one of those really low and now it's pretty high? And tell me what it is and where your number went from here to here and what. Okay. Say your name.
I'm Connie.
Connie.
My energy level was probably about a 3 or 4.
Connie's energy level was about a 3 or 4. On coffee all day to keep her propped up.
Right. So now my energy level is probably about 8.
Woo!
Without coffee.
Woo! That's awesome! And now our energy level is about an 8 without coffee. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Has that changed your life?
Oh.
Why don't you say a couple of words about how that's changed your life?
I can go without food without me.
Doesn't need a nap anymore, which is amazing.
And I sleep through the night more, so I wake up refreshed.
Sleeping through the night and waking up refreshed.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. My hiking trips are a lot longer, and I can go days.
Hiking trips are longer, and she can hike for days at a time. What would you have been able to do before that? She could maybe before hike for half a day, and now she can hike for days on end, all day.
Right.
So you got a quality of your life back.
Right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy does that make you?
A 10.
A 10. No hesitation there. That's awesome. That's just awesome. And I know how many, you know, we're not going to go into everybody's stories, but how many people have a story like that in some other area? I mean, yeah. Like, how great is that? And what a thing. What a gift. Is there any more extraordinary gift that we could give somebody? The gift of health? The gift of quality of life? You can't buy that. So when you talk about getting in there with people and you talk about changing quality of life, it's huge. And that's why you owe it to yourself to learn some of these factoids so that you can say and make a case for them to understand where they're going, how they're going to get there. You're going to be there every step of the way. You're going to walk there with them. You're going to help them see what's happening on this journey. Most people, if you can believe it, this is just crazy to me. People will have outrageous stuff like headaches or allergies or whatever, and they simply forget they ever had them. Has anybody experienced that? You're doing inventory on them and reading back, you know, well, how are those headaches? What headaches? I'm going, what do you mean, what headaches? I'm sitting here, I'm looking, they used to really be a bummer for you. Well, God, I haven't had one in about 3 weeks. I forgot I even had them. That is so cool. Now let me tell you, if you don't remind them that they used to have headaches, they're going to forget and they're going to think Body Balance isn't doing a darn thing for them. It's your job to remind them of where they came from if you want them to remember how far they've come. That might be the biggest sentence I say all day. It is your job to remind them where they came from if you want them to remember how great Body Balance is. They will forget. It is your job to remind them what it is that they are going through so that they can tell somebody else. It's the craziest thing in the world that people forget what happened to them. And then when stuff does happen to them, they don't know how to share it in a really impactful way. So that's the other piece that we really need to learn, is how do you do it like Connie did it and say, you know, before I was about a 3 or 4 and now I'm at an 8. Everybody can really relate to that. And when she embellished it with hiking, wasn't that great? You could just like imagine her trucking up and down hills and having a good time, and she's not at home taking naps. She's out there in life. That's incredible to give somebody that life.
So the story part is starting to unfold as you go through this cell saturation. When do you have a time to capture the story? Yeah, once in the beginning. You only have one chance to capture a story. And it will be their story for the duration. My story has never changed in 10 years. I don't have it. How can I go back and redo all that? That's what happened. That was my story. And I'm sticking to it. So, yeah, Oma.
So, Holly, when it's a new person and I haven't even talked to them about business, am I the one that's like taking notes about their story or telling them, okay, this is going to build your wonderful story so then you can build a business, but they're not even thinking about building a business, you know? So then
right.
I can kind of take notes as we're doing the health questionnaire over and over and over.
That's a great, great, great question, Ilma. And I have this thing that I just call flicking a pearl across the table. And I just sort of... And pretty soon they're going to have a whole necklace. And they don't know it yet. And so I'm giving them this gift that there is this other thing that's waiting for them. And the way I do that is, you know, probably one of the most valuable words Paul ever taught me was leave people free. And the way I do that is I'm always saying things like, you know, if you choose to, and maybe one day you might want to, and if things go the way that I believe they're going to go, you might do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, but let's just stay with this right now. I sort of put it out there and then I take it away. But I often say, you know, I want you to have the level of wellness that I know is possible. And so I want you to understand what's going on with your body, because there's a lot of things that people do not attribute to the body balance that goes on for them, and they don't understand that it really was the body balance that made that difference. I have people email me all the time, I don't know if it was a body balance, but, you know, I'm sleeping 2 hours less. Anybody in that room know that story?
Yes.
Do you realize that 1 hour less, do you know how much you gain in a year? Does anybody remember that little statistic I've told a few of you?
14 waking hours.
Of how many days?
It's
26, 24, something like 24 days, and 2 hours is 45 days a year of 16 awake, alive, energetic hours a year. 45 days of 16 awake more hours a day. A year. You get like a month and a half more living time of 16 hours. That's a lot of time by sleeping only 2 hours less a night. 1 hour is 24 hours of 16 hours. Yes?
I have a question. This is Lori. I really would love to not sleep as much as I do. And I've been taking the product since 2003. If I do a cell saturation, can that shift that, even though I've been taking it for this long?
Yes.
Yes. I'm in.
You bet your booty you're in.
I am so in.
Let me tell you, the people who thought they were taking enough to, you know, dance the jig and all of a sudden, you know, they're doing the samba, the salsa, and the jig at the same time. Oh, what?
Lori, I've been taking the product
for 2 years, and I used to drink 8 cups of yerba mate or black tea all during the day and still be kind of tired and really think nothing of it. I'm a massage therapist. By my third massage, I'd want to like crawl on the massage table with the person. And I was so freaking tired, but I was, you know, feeling some energy from the body balance, some energy. Went through cell saturation. That's the first yerba mate right now that I drank since cell saturation. I've had 1 cup of green tea and 1 cup of yerba mate in a month. So going from 8 cups a day to zero.
Just because you don't feel like it.
Well, just because this woman cracked me over the head and I did cell saturation, and it's like, I don't need it. I'm not tired.
You got to tell the other part. How many hours less a night are you sleeping?
And I'm sleeping 2 hours less a night.
And so I have 45 more days of 16 awake alive hours a year.
It's been outrageous. I have 100 of those stories that people thought they were taking enough, and then they did the cell saturation program. And they realized there was a level of wellness they didn't know existed. All those little cells in all those little glandular, hormonal, digestive, lymphatic, circulatory, metabolic, elimination systems.
Woo-hoo.
All of those cells that are making over and regenerating and rebuilding and repairing themselves, you will experience a whole nother level of efficiency and ability to be your stamina and endurance and your recovery time and your mental clarity and your ability to concentrate and remember who you went to the movie with the night before and even the plot of Miracle of Miracles. It's unbelievable. So, did you get your answer?
I am so going to do cell saturation. I have a conference call, so anybody who wants to join, I'll have somebody. I'll join. Okay, right on. Yeah.
It's brilliant. I mean, it's how God planned it. These products. I had a clinic. I had Boulder Body Chemistry. I had a wall that was as long as this wall here, up to Donna. Floor to ceiling supplements. Took me 3 months to evaluate people by getting all these different tests and making them. They'd go to the doctor and they get a full evaluation, and then they come back to me and we do blood, hair, skin, urine analysis. We do muscle testing. We do allergy testing. I mean, it was like unbelievable. It took me 3 months. And now, you know, and then I had these supplements that were just, I get better results with these little guys in these little bottles without doing any analysis whatsoever, because the body knows. And just let the body do what it naturally knows how to do. Set it up right, get rid of the crap in the body, get rid of the toxins, and then bring on the, you know, the whole big guns of the whole cell saturate, not the cell saturate, but of the shake, of the good nutrition. And we'll get to that. But the part that is so amazing about that part of it is, it's not just taking the shake. It's what, oh my God, you would eat if you didn't have the shake. How on earth would you get all that nutrition packed into your body in anything else that you ate? It's not possible. There is not enough room in your tummy in to be able to eat enough to get the nutrition that your body is starving for. So that's my whole case against the people who have weight challenges, is that they are eating to finally get some nutrition in there, and they're just not, they can't get it because they can't eat enough to maintain and get enough health in their body and nutrition. Yes?
I'm Diana. I just want to say, I just went, I hate to say this, but I just went on a 4-day cruise with some friends, and I ran out of shakes before I went, so I didn't have the shakes with me. So of course I binged, and I mean this is like 50% less than I would have done before I did cell saturation, but I still was eating cookies and eating all, and I started getting hot flashes again.
Ooh.
And started getting stomach aches in 4 days of no shakes.
Yeah.
I had my body balance and I had the vitamin C and all that, the powder stuff. So I mean, I just can't say enough about that stuff.
Ah, and let me share why that happens. This is, when somebody told me this, it was so obvious, I just couldn't believe it. So, women have this whole period detox, in their menstrual cycle, they're sloughing off all these toxins along with all the period and the blood that goes out their bodies. It's filled with toxins as well. It's filled with everything that the body is trying to get rid of. Somebody's got a little air flying by their telephone, if you could star 6 yourself. When you are... I know, no air, it makes a fuzzy, scratchy noise. When you don't have a place to get rid of the toxins, all of a sudden, because you've gone through menopause, those toxins have to go somewhere. And how does your body deal with toxins? You only have so many ways. And that's where the symptoms come from when you are going through a detox in the body balance. They are headache,
nausea, irritability, flu-like symptoms, skin rashes, diarrhea, and hot flashes would be right in there, and fatigue, and those, the sweating, the if you can't get rid of toxins through normal channels, your colon and your urinary tract and your skin sweating, you have to have some place to get rid of them. And when you are going through the cell saturation and your body's doing all this house cleaning, detox is no more than your body spilling toxins faster than you can eliminate them through normal channels. And as soon as you've topped off and you're at your threshold, you will experience one of those symptoms. And it's the same with menopause. Now you have one less place to get rid of and slough off toxins. When you eat food that isn't on your diet and that your body is going, oh my God, what's coming down the chute? And it's got to figure out a way to deal with them, and it can't get rid of them through normal channels. It's important to understand that if you have hot flashes, look at your diet. That's where it's happening. You clean up your diet and your hot flashes will stop. Period, the end. Is there anyone else in this room that's experienced that? You want to speak to that?
Well, I just know that I'm Carol, and when I was going through menopause, I noticed my hot flashes would totally, I wouldn't even have any if I was careful about what I ate. I would stop eating meat and I would take caffeine out of my diet. But if I got back on caffeine maybe for 5 days, even just maybe 2 or 3 Cokes, maybe a tea or a Coke a day, they would start again.
Oh,
but I never knew why. I just said, okay, I don't want hot flashes, so I'll do these things in my diet.
That's awesome.
So I know.
You know, of understanding that when you mess up on your diet, one of those symptoms, and not necessarily hot flashes, just one of those symptoms comes back because you're so full of toxins as you begin this whole program that you notice a relationship and a correlation with diet and symptoms. And when you clean up your diet, the symptoms...
You have reached the end of Audio 2 with Holly's follow-up training. Let's now move on to Audio 3.